Summary of the City Council Meeting. January 24, 2022, 5:30 p.m. Pledge of Allegiance. Roll call. Present were Mayor McMurray and Council Members Blessing, Davis, Moore, Myers, Novak, Odell, Roach, 8. Absent, Kovac, 1. Call to order. Minutes. Minutes of the special meeting held January 3, 2022, at 4:00 p.m. and the regular meeting held January 10, 2022, at 5:30 p.m. as transcribed in the office of the city clerk. Approved. Special recognitions. None. Acceptance of agenda. Accepted. Consent agenda. Passed. Nominations and appointments. Filed 1/11/22, Councilmember Novak nominates Pat Dillon, 2731 Frederick Avenue, to serve as a member of the St. Joseph Regional Port Authority for a term expiring January 24, 2029. He is replacing Royal Turner, whose term expires January 20, 2022. Approved. Filed 1/14/22, Mayor McMurray nominates R. Pat Lilly, 2810 Ashland Avenue, to serve as a member of the Planning Commission for a term expiring January 29, 2027. He is replacing Reva Kendall, whose term expires on January 29, 2022. Approved. CONSENTAGENDA, CONT. Bills for passage. A bill, number 141918, sponsored by Councilmember Davis, amending section 281590, parking prohibited at any time, of chapter 28, traffic and vehicles, of the Code of Ordinances to prohibit parking on the west side of 13th Street, from 150 feet south of Sylvany Street to the end. Passed. A bill, number 141518, sponsored by Councilmember Moore, authorizing an amendment to the Police Department budget in the General Fund and acceptance of the Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistance Grant, both in the amount of $35,127 to be used to purchase supplies and equipment for the Police Department and Buchanan County Sheriff Department. Passed. A bill, number 141818, sponsored by Councilmember Davis, authorizing the execution and submittal of a Missouri Highway and Transportation Commission, MHTC, Public Transit Operating Assistance Grant Agreement in the amount of $23,399 for City of St. Joseph Mass Transit. Passed. A bill, number 142018, sponsored by Councilmember Odell, approving the preliminary plat entitled Eastern Industrial Subdivision, a major subdivision consisting of 1 lot proposed for the property located at 5101 and 5000 Eastern Road as requested by Todd Morris. Passed. Resolutions for adoption. A resolution, number 143318, authorizing the execution of a one-year agreement with Central Disposal Service, Incorporated, to provide trash, waste hauling and disposal services for the City of St. Joseph, with an option to extend said agreement for two additional one-year periods. Adopted. A resolution, number 143418, authorizing the purchase of laptops and docking stations for new police department vehicles from CDWG LLC for the amount of $31,134.36. Adopted. A resolution, number 144518, authorizing the purchase of a new A Diamondback refuse compactor from Elliott Equipment Company for the Park Maintenance Division in the amount of $99,495.96. Adopted. A resolution, number 144718, designating an official name for the city's softball complex, field number 4 as V. Fred Hoffman Field, at the Bill McKinney Softball Complex at Heritage Park. Adopted. A resolution, number 144918, authorizing an amended funding agreement with Innovation Stockyard to provide additional financial assistance to modernize equipment in the amount of $7,589. Adopted.
Asterisk, end of consent agenda. Asterisk, nominations and appointments. None. Bills for passage.
A bill, number 142318, sponsored by Mayor McMurray, authorizing an amendment to the Gaming Initiatives Fund to appropriate $90,000 for professional legal services. Passed.
Emergency bill for passage. None. Resolutions for adoption. A resolution, number 1431-18, entering into an agreement with Mark's Lawn Mowing to provide mowing services at 5-5 properties on St. Joseph Avenue for $95 per service. Adopted. A resolution, number 1432-18, authorizing execution of a funding agreement with Mosaic Life Care for the expenditure of American Rescue Plan Act funds in the amount of $40,000 to operate a COVID booster shot clinic. Adopted. A resolution, number 1438-18, removing C.O. Williams as a member of the Tree Board. Adopted. A resolution, number 1446-18, designating an official name for the city's softball complex field number 2 as the Ken Christian Sr. Field at the Bill McKinney Softball Complex at Heritage Park. Adopted. A resolution, number 1450-18, authorizing the purchase of one Pure Storage 11 TV Flash Array chassis and 10 months of Pure Storage Evergreen Gold support from Computer Discount Warehouse Government, CDWG, for the amount of $44,120. Adopted. Bills for first reading. A bill, number 1435-18, sponsored by Councilmember Novak, authorizing execution of a real estate purchase agreement with Enzo Properties, LLC, buyer, to sell real estate located at 2312 Lafayette Street for the amount of $40,000 and other good and valuable consideration. A bill, number 1436-18, sponsored by Councilmember Moore, amending Chapter 2, Administrative Code, Article IV, Departments of the Code of Ordinances to change the name of the Department of Administrative Services to Department of Finance and update the functions of the Finance and Human Resources Departments. B-I-L-L-S-F-O-R-F-I-R-S-T-R-E-A-D-I-N-G. Cont. A bill, number 1437-18, sponsored by Councilmember Odell, authorizing an amendment to the Vacant Structure Stabilization Program budget in the General Fund in the amount of $19,438 to roll forward available fund balance to the current fiscal year. A bill, number 1439-18, sponsored by Councilmember Davis, amending Section 28-1592 of Chapter 28. Traffic and Vehicles of the Code of Ordinances, entitled Parking Time Limits on Certain Streets, to provide for 2-hour parking from 8 o'clock a.m. to 6 o'clock p.m. along the west side of 3rd Street, from Farrion Street to Jewell Street. A bill, number 1440-18, sponsored by Councilmember Davis, amending Section 28-1588 of the Code of Ordinances, entitled One-Way Streets, to provide for one-way traffic on State Street from Ashland Avenue to 26th Street. A bill, number 1441-18, sponsored by Councilmember Myers, adopting a revised write-off and collections policy for the City of St. Joseph, Missouri, to replace the policy adopted by Special Ordinance number 9367. A bill, number 1442-18, sponsored by Mayor McMurray, authorizing an amendment to the city clerk's budget in the general fund in the amount of $25,000 to provide funds for the primary and general elections and advertising expenses. A bill, number 1443-18, sponsored by Councilmember Kovac, authorizing an amendment to the General Fund, Parks Designated Funds Program Budget, an acceptance of a donation from the William D. Morgan Charitable Foundation, both in the amount of $25,000 to be used for youth sports facilities. A bill, number 1444-18, sponsored by Councilmember Kovac, authorizing an amendment to the General Fund, Parks Designated Funds Program Budget, to return unspent funds in the amount of $18,288.33 from the $40,000 donation made by Midland Empire Sports Association for improvements to the Drake/South Park Complex. A bill, number 1448-18, sponsored by Councilmember Novak, authorizing an amendment to the Community Development Block Grant Fund to budget Home American Rescue Plan, ARP, funds received from HUD in the amount of $66,896 and execution of an agreement with Homebase, the Center for Common Concern, Incorporated, to serve as planning and allocation consultant for HOMEARP funds for the City of St. Joseph in the amount of $18,000. A bill, number 1451-18, sponsored by Councilmember Davis, authorizing the execution of change order No. 2 with Deeker, Incorporated, for additional work on the River Bluff Light Trail, rejecting an amendment to the 2011 Transit Guest Tax Fund budget all in an amount of $777,477. A bill, number 1452-18, sponsored by Councilmember Myers, authorizing an amendment to the budget to transfer the amount of $23,935 from the American Rescue Plan Act Fund to the General Fund Public Information and Communication Program and execution of a master services agreement with Civic Plus for services to enable both hybrid and remote meeting capabilities, ensuring the continuity of public meetings during the COVID pandemic. A bill, number 1453-18, sponsored by Councilmember Moore, authorizing an amendment to the budget to transfer the amount of $228,727.27 from the American Rescue Plan Act Fund to the General Fund Fire Department Program to be used for fire department communication equipment, and authorizing the purchase of encryption software from Midwest Mobile Radio in the amount of $10,295.09. BILLSFORFIRSTREADING, CONT. A bill, number 1454-18, sponsored by Councilmember Moore, authorizing the execution of a second amended long-term ground lease agreement with Missouri Western State University for the lease of property through December 31, 2118, to provide for construction and operation of a rappelling tower on the leased property. Paula Hayes, CMC, City Clerk. 6. 1.